The compulsive need to label what is going on around you at any moment, to work it out, to interpret. I need to know, what's this speaker going, what's he going on about? That compulsive need is renounced. Now, that sounds as if you could do something, as if you could, when I say this, it sounds as if you could choose to step out of that continuous stream of thinking into spacious awareness. And from one perspective, you can. It is true, but it's only a perspective. And whatever words say, it's only a perspective. Because words are thoughts. These words, these thoughts that have become words, point beyond themselves. They are pointers. In themselves, they are not really helpful. If you can never go beyond the signpost, like the dog that continuously looks at the master's finger when the master says, the stick is there, there, I threw it there. If you can't go beyond the signposts, then you go home with a few more accumulated signposts. Not enough yet, of course. So is it true that you can choose to step out of the identification with that stream of thinking and be present? Yes, from one perspective. But how is it that there are other people in this city who didn't come here? And if they were here, they would say, what the hell is he talking about? It doesn't make sense at all. I occasionally, because now so many people read The Power of Now, occasionally it gets into the hands of people who are not quite ready for it yet. And occasionally I get emails that say, your book makes no sense whatsoever. So when I say you can choose to step out of the stream of thinking, this may not be true for everyone. But how is it that you can do that and somebody else in this city who may be engaged in other activities right now cannot do it? Well, perhaps they can, but they don't know they can. That somehow the apple is not ripe yet. And so here we come to the limits of language. Because it's ultimately not you doing it. It's a way of putting it. It's a way of looking at it. But when you feel that, yes, I can step out of presence, which is still a thought. That's not it, of course. I can step out of identification with thinking. To experience the peace that is there when you can be without the need to think. And the thoughts that may still arise are not that important anymore, because there is space around them. You can do that because it's happening here through you. It wants to happen. There is an illusionary impulse at work in humanity. And to say that you can step out of identification with mental noise, identification with concepts, identification with the seeking entity, the me, to say that really means when you feel, yes,